Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
They also go together like a horse and carriage. Joe and Cindy Farini joining us each week this half hour for My Marriage Matters. You guys ought to do like a horse-drawn carriage thing in honor of that for the Valentine's Day this year.
Let's do it.
Wow, let's do it. That's a great idea.
Joe, did you get Cindy's card yet for Valentine's Day?
No, I'm still working on that.
Yeah, me too, bro. So is Ron. It's okay.
Yeah.
You got lots of time. But we're not here to get Joe in trouble. We're here to find out more about ugly talk in marriage. So first of all, let's define what that is. Who wants to take that one?
Well, I'll start. I feel like it's a conflict here that, you know, it's unavoidable in marriage. And do you hear me echoing?
A little bit,
a little
yeah.
bit.
I think you and Joe might be okay? too close. You guys have to separate just for a minute, you two.
Okay. Okay, we're in the same places. Okay, I think that's better. Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay.
Okay, so I think, you know, we have to understand first that there is going to be conflict in marriage no matter what. And so, and you have to expect it. And I think because of that, then we can manage the conflict and we can manage the words that we have to say. But I think that a lot of times people say, you know, it's not abuse in marriage if there's not hitting each other or some kind of physical abuse. But actually, I think we can beat each other up with words.
Definitely.
And I think that's what we want to really address today is, you know, avoiding and eliminating mm-hmm. that ugly talk and, you know, being able to, you know, say what you want to say, but in a way that isn't hurtful and angry and ugly.
Yeah, definitely. So how did, how did this come about then? Did a listener say that they were feeling this, or was it something you guys have been experiencing?
Well, you know
now.
What?
Actually, come on now.
Actually, it wasn't a question. I had a couple of instances, which actually I'm going to be sharing on a little video that we did. It'll post a little bit later. But listening to a couple of different people who had really some just ugly words to each other in public.
Oh.
One was not in public. One was in public. Mm-hmm. But just how awkward other people feel
yes.
around that when that happens. And that's kind of what compelled me to just really want to talk about the importance of how we talk to each other. And I think how we talk to each other privately, if it comes out, if we have nasty talk and then it comes out publicly and you're around other people, then I think you really have to start saying, wow, like this is really, really getting out of control.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well,
all right.
Because it sounds like this is not something that this couple might even identify as being abusive if they're doing it in public, right?
Well, definitely. I think sometimes it seems to become a habit, and they just begin talking this way towards one another, and it's just something that they just kind of do. And it's unfortunate, you know, that that's the case. But, you know, we can never really afford to ever underestimate mm-hmm. You know, the importance and the power of our words. I mean, Scripture is pretty clear on that one. It's a couple of Scripture verses I'll give you that you guys already know, but it's from James 3. Talks about that you know, the human tongue, although it's the smallest part of the body, it has the power to make a tremendous impact. And then, of course, of Proverbs 18:21, it says that the tongue has the power of life and death. And I can tell you that, you know, what we see many times in marriages is that wounded spirits, broken heart coming about as a result of just this nagging, continual pulling down of one because of the way that they talk with one another.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of times it becomes more of a control thing. You know, this often is done when they put one another on a guilt trip or when you put people on a guilt trip, you're in essence, you're seeking to gain power
right.
with that person. And so, you know, that is never a good situation to be in a marriage relationship.
And I've heard before someone was saying, this is just how we talk to each other. It's normal.
Yeah.
And so are there some situations where a couple might be like, well, this is just kind of who we both are?
No, I don't think that's a good thing. Not at all. I think, you know, it's an accumulative thing. Okay. And so, you know, they may kind of flippantly say something like that, but the reality is that, there is a wedge that's kind of being, you know, put in between the two of them. And eventually that thing does culminate in it being blown out of proportion at some point in time. And so I know Mom has, she has some examples of situations that took place of people talking ugly to each other. Mm-hmm. So Cindy, you want to share those two instances?
Well, I want to take a step back too and say a lot of this, I think, you know, starts when we are frustrated or when we have sort of that want to win. And so we think, well, I'm just going to win with my words, you know,
right.
Or when we're exasperated, sometimes even when we're feeling scared or maybe we're feeling really desperate. So we want to, you know, come up with some words that are really going to make our point and then we're going to win. And we have a chart that it's not our chart. It's actually by a man by the name of Dr. Gary Sweeten. And he really put a great chart together. It's some feeling words. And so, like, if we take the word, like, I'm feeling mad, and we could kind of start with words that say things like, I'm feeling bothered or I'm feeling irritated. But then we kind of move up the chart. There's probably about 15 or 20 words. And then there's a couple things like I'm feeling fed up. Mm-hmm. You can just tell that word's a little bit more charged. And then you can even get to the point where you're saying, you know, I'm really irritated, or maybe as far as saying I'm furious. Now, you know, when someone says I'm furious, you pretty much realize they've hit the end of their rope. And so, you know, when you get to that point, you have to understand that sometimes we just flip these words out, but we don't start by a smaller word. We just go right to the big word. So we win right away. But we don't really win. You know, we put our spouse on a guilt trip, or we start fault finding them, or we name call. And really, sarcasm, that's a big one, too. Or then we start yelling, putting each other down. And I've heard people, you know, outwardly say things like, you're such a jerk. Mm-hmm. And I just think, whoa, like, we should be on each other's team. And that, to me, is not showing that we're for each other.
Definitely.
Did you say something when you heard all this taking place, or is that just not appropriate for other couples to get involved?
Well, the two situations, one situation, I think that the other person thought that they had hung up the phone. And as I was hanging it up, I heard a couple of things that were really uncomfortable, and I hung up right away then. But then the other situation was in public, and it was an elderly couple who were really going at it in a line, and all of us in line, like, no one looked at each other. It was so awkward and so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, wow, I wonder how many years it took them to perfect this horribleness to each other and then to feel so comfortable to yell out at each other like this in public, and really were totally just comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I've been around that as well in, like you said, Mom, the grocery store. And then I've also seen, though, the opposite side of it, where there's been some really sweet couples together who are just, I look at them and I think, I want to be like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I almost think, I know C.S. Lewis said something about sometimes you just kind of got to fake it and it starts to become real. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're in a relationship, like, maybe even just starting positive talk to each other will influence the other one to start having positive talk to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it,
absolutely,
like, wow, I kind of enjoy this.
It would be interesting to ask a number of couples and say, here's two couples talking nice to each other, and here's two couples talking ugly to each other. No matter where you are in your relationship, which would you prefer? And I just can't even imagine that anyone would choose for someone to talk ugly to them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there are times when you're under a lot of stress, or there's illness, or you're hungry or whatever, and sometimes you'll be a little snippy with each other. You know, those are times you have to give I'm not saying give a pass to your spouse when they talk like that to you, but the offending spouse still needs to know that those words were hurtful.
Yeah.
You know, at which time that offending spouse needs to seek that forgiveness as soon as possible. And a lot of times a very simple, I'm sorry, can start the whole process of just bringing healing to that relationship.
Yeah, and an authentic I'm sorry, not I'm sorry.
Yeah, right, exactly right.
But hey, it is 7:23. Yeah. We got to scoot you guys. So how can folks get their hands on more advice just like this, or perhaps some more thoughts on this topic?
Well, this week we're going to cover this each morning from at 9 o'clock, and we'll do it Monday through Friday. And we do that on Facebook at My Marriage Matters. So join us there. Come and like us. And if you have a question or you want some kind of an answer or something to discuss, go to our website where you can email us at joeferrini.com or cindyferrini.com. And I will have a challenge for people today on the video at 9 o'clock.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. We'll also make sure share some of this stuff on our Facebook page as well if folks have trouble finding it. God bless
you
both. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.